Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Scrubs and Giggles. I'm your host, Javier Cruz, and today we're diving into the wonderfully chaotic world of medical school. Seriously, if you've ever thought, what's the worst that could happen? Trust me, we've got some stories that will make you reconsider that question.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, who hasn't had that moment where you're staring at a textbook and suddenly think you might be developing a rare disease just because you read about it?
Right, or when you get a little rash and immediately self-diagnose it as something catastrophic. I swear I once thought my allergic reaction to laundry detergent was a sign of something serious. Spoiler alert, it was just my clothes.
I can relate. I once thought I was having a heart attack because I had heartburn. I was ready to call 911, but it turned out I just had a really spicy burrito.
And that's why we're here, to share those moments that make us laugh, cry, and question our life choices. So listeners, if you have a funny or ridiculous med school story, we want to hear it. Send it in, and maybe we'll read it on the show.
Yes, let's normalize the panic spiral we all go through. Remember, we're all in this together, and laughter is the best medicine.
Exactly. So grab your coffee, sit back, and let's jump into our first story. I promise you won't want to miss this one.
All right, everyone, buckle up, because I have a story that's both embarrassing and a little bit ridiculous. So, picture this. I'm in the middle of my dermatology rotation, and I start noticing this mysterious rash on my arm. At first, I'm like, oh no, is this a rare skin condition? Am I going to have to explain this to my attending?
I swear, this actually happened. You must have thought you were turning into a medical textbook case.
Exactly. I started freaking out. I mean, I was convinced I'd caught some weird disease from a patient or something. So I did what any sensible medical student would do. I Googled it.
The classic mistake. Google is basically the enemy of med students. What did you find?
Well, I found all these horrifying images of skin conditions. I was sweating bullets. I thought, great, I'm going to be the student who gets sent home for a contagious rash. But then I remembered I'd just switched laundry detergents.
Wait, so you're telling me it was just a detergent allergy? That's a plot twist I didn't see coming.
Yes, I was so relieved, but also a little embarrassed. I mean, here I am, a future doctor, and I can't even recognize a simple allergic reaction.
Hey, we've all been there. I once thought I had a serious illness because I had a headache after a long night of studying. Turns out I just needed to drink some water and get some sleep.
Right? And I've had my fair share of overreactions too. Like that time I thought I had a blood clot because my leg felt a little sore after a run. Spoiler alert, it was just a cramp.
Exactly. It's like we're all just one step away from diagnosing ourselves with something catastrophic. But really, it's just our bodies reminding us to take a break.
So true. And honestly, if we can't laugh at ourselves, what's the point?
Well, I think we've all learned a valuable lesson today. Sometimes the scariest things are just our own overactive imaginations. Let's move on to our next story, shall we?
All right, everyone. Let me share a little adventure from my recent night on call. So, there I was, just minding my own business when a patient comes in with some vague symptoms. You know, the classic, I just don't feel right kind of thing.
Oh no, those are the worst. What were their symptoms?
Well, they had a headache, some fatigue, and a little bit of fever. So naturally, my brain went straight to the worst case scenario. I'm thinking, what if it's rabies? I mean, who wouldn't jump to that conclusion, right?
I swear, this actually happened. You thought it was rabies? That's a classic med student panic moment.
Exactly. I started running through all the possible scenarios in my head. What if they had been bitten by a rabid animal? What if I had to start a rabies protocol? I was ready to call in the cavalry.
And what was the actual diagnosis?
Turns out it was just a tension headache. I felt so silly. I mean, I had all these wild thoughts racing through my mind, and it was just a simple case of stress.
That's the beauty of med school. One minute you're thinking you're about to save the day, and the next you realize it's just a headache.
And here I thought my laundry detergent allergy was a stretch. But honestly, it's so easy to spiral into that panic mode.
We've all been there. I once thought I had appendicitis because I had a little stomach ache after eating too much pizza. Spoiler alert, it was just my love for cheese getting out of hand.
Exactly. It's like we're all just one symptom away from diagnosing ourselves with something catastrophic. But hey, at least we can laugh about it now.
Definitely. So let's keep the laughs coming. What's next on our list?
All right, folks, we're halfway through our episode, And I have to say, I'm loving the stories so far. Who knew med school could be this hilarious?
Right? It's like we're all living in a sitcom. And just to remind everyone, if you have a funny story from your own med school adventures, please send them our way. We'd love to share them in future episodes.
Yes, let's normalize the panic spiral we all experience. I mean, how many of us have thought we were dying from something totally benign?
Exactly. It's like a rite of passage. So if you're listening and you've ever had a freakout moment, we want to hear about it.
And don't forget to subscribe to Scrubs and Giggles. We've got plenty more laughs coming your way. Plus, your support helps us keep the giggles rolling.
And if you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review. It really helps us reach more med students who need a good laugh.
All right, let's keep the momentum going. Up next, we've got another story that's bound to make you chuckle. All right, everyone, get ready for another wild ride. So during my GI rotation, I had this moment that I can only describe as pure chaos. Picture this. I'm in the middle of a busy day, and I start feeling this, well, let's just say a little rumbling in my stomach. You know the kind that makes you question your life choices?
Oh no, not the dreaded GI rumble. What did you think it was?
Well, naturally, my mind went straight to the worst case scenario. I thought, what if this is a volvulus? I mean, who wouldn't jump to that conclusion?
I swear, this actually happened. You thought you had volvulus? That's a classic med student panic moment.
Exactly. I started imagining myself in surgery, and I'm the one who has to explain to the attending why I didn't just eat a salad for lunch instead of that burrito.
And what was the actual diagnosis?
Turns out it was just gas. I was so embarrassed. I mean, I was ready to call in the whole team for a surgical consult, and it was just my lunch fighting back.
That's hilarious. But honestly, who hasn't had a moment like that? I once thought I had a serious issue because I had a bit of bloating after a big meal.
Right? It's like we're all just one symptom away from diagnosing ourselves with something catastrophic.
And the best part? I had to go back to my attending and admit that my only problem was my love for spicy food. I mean, talk about a humbling experience.
But hey, at least you didn't end up in surgery. That's a win in my book.
Definitely, and it just goes to show that sometimes it's not the big issues we need to worry about, but the little things that can throw us off.
All right, everyone, it's time for our listener submission. This one comes from a fellow med student who had a rather interesting experience with hiccups. So they wrote in saying they were studying late one night when they suddenly developed a case of the hiccups. And instead of thinking, oh, just some hiccups, they thought, what if this is a sign of a brainstem stroke?
I swear this actually happened. I can totally see how that panic spiral starts. Hiccups, stroke, it's a classic med student leap.
Right? I mean, we've all been there, turning a simple symptom into a full-blown medical emergency in our minds.
Exactly. So our listener was convinced they were in serious trouble. They started Googling everything about hiccups and brainstem strokes, and of course, every article they found only made them more anxious.
And I can imagine them thinking, I'm going to be the first med student to get a stroke from hiccups. This is why we need to normalize the panic spiral.
Totally. So they finally decided to call a friend who's also in med school, and guess what? Their friend just laughed and said, dude, it's just hiccups. Drink some water and chill.
Right? Sometimes we just need that reminder that not everything is a life-threatening condition.
And it's a great lesson for all of us. Hiccups are just hiccups, not a sign of impending doom.
Exactly. So thank you to our listener for sharing that hilarious story. Remember, folks, if you ever find yourself spiraling over something minor, just take a step back and breathe.
All right, it's time for our rapid-fire round. We've got some listener one-liners that are sure to make us laugh. Let's dive in.
I can't wait. What's our first panic?
Okay, here's the first one. I thought my eczema was sepsis.
Oh no, that's a classic overreaction. I mean, eczema can be annoying, but sepsis? That's a bit of a leap.
Right? It's like thinking a paper cut is a major surgical emergency.
Next one. I thought my sprained ankle was compartment syndrome.
Yikes, that's a big jump. I mean, we've all had that moment where we think we're dying from a simple twist.
Exactly. If only we could diagnose ourselves with a little more logic.
Here's another. I thought my headache was a brain tumor.
Oh, come on. That's like the med student's classic panic. A headache, brain tumor? Let's dial it back a bit.
And the last one? I thought my stomach cramps were appendicitis.
I swear this actually happened. I mean, who hasn't had a stomach ache and thought they were about to lose an organ?
Right? It's like we all need a reminder that not every little symptom is a life-threatening condition.
Absolutely. Let's keep the laughs coming, folks. Remember, if you have any of your own one-liners, send them our way.
Well, folks, we've reached the end of another hilarious episode of Scrubs and Giggles. What a ride it's been. From mysterious rashes to paranoid late-night calls, we've covered it all.
Absolutely. It's been a blast sharing these stories and reminding ourselves that we're not alone in our med school struggles.
And let's not forget the importance of laughter in our lives. It's the best medicine, after all.
So true. Remember, if you have any funny or outrageous stories, please send them our way. We love hearing from you.
And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. It really helps us reach more med students who need a good laugh.